In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, this is letter number 5380, the Rebbe responded to many people that sent them greetings for his birthday. Now, the Rebbe's birthday was on the 11th of Nisan, and the Rebbe is responding now to the different people. So, Baruch Hashem, the 18th of Nisan, Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn, Shalom of Racha. So, the Rebbe says, I want to confirm receiving your letter, your letter of blessing. And the Rebbe uses the term of the verse, Uborich Lakachti V'ashivenu. I've accepted your blessing, but I am also returning blessings. Basically, to be blessed with the blessing of Hashem. You know, if a human being blesses, that's one level, but you get blessings from Hashem. And we say, with regards to the blessings of Hashem, that the addition that Hashem blesses is more than even the main blessing, that extra blessing. Like it says in the pasuk, when it says to Avraham Avinu, God says to him, "Va'avorcha mivorchecha, I will bless those who bless you." So over there, the blessing comes from Hashem for those who bless us. So if a human being blesses another human being, then they get blessed by Hashem, whose blessings, whose additional blessing to the blessing already given is even more than the main blessing. So the Rebbe is basically saying that you blessed me, I'm blessing you back, that Hashem should bless you because you deserve, you blessed the human being, so you should get the blessing of Hashem. And the Rebbe says, especially we talk about the special qualities or the special days of the days of freedom. So the Rebbe prays, it says, Yirotzen, that freedom, true freedom, should be flowed, which means freedom, as the Rebbe has said in many of his letters, freedoms from physical and from worries, freedom from worries, not physical worries and not spiritual worries. Anything, basically, that would hold back of not being able to serve Hashem with joy and gladness of heart. So, you know, when a person is not worried, he can be happy, and then he can be joyful, and he can serve Hashem with joy, which he needs to do. So, if he's worried and he has things on his head, he's not able to really be joyful. So the Rebbe says it's a time of freedom, to free ourselves, and the blessing is that Hashem should free us from all the worries so that we can experience true freedom. And then the Rebbe says to take this time of freedom, to continue it from this freedom and from this joy into the entire year. And that's very important, the Rebbe says, to have joy all year. Why? Because the Rebbe made that point, person has to always serve Hashem, whatever he does. And we know the service of Hashem has to be with joy. So since you always have to serve Hashem, it has to be with joy, the blessing is you should always be joyful, so that Hashem shall take away all your worries, not only starting with the festival, but continuously to be free from worries, so you can be happy and you can serve Hashem with joy. Especially, as the Rebbe says, the service of Hashem, as we've been instructed in our Torah, which is a Torah for life, so that's a way of life. So that's in all areas of a person, they're always serving Hashem, whatever you do. And it's during the duration of the night, the day and the night. We're not only serving Hashem when we go to shul, when we do a mitzvah, we're always serving Hashem. As the verse says, "B'chol drachecha deyu," all your ways, even when you're doing your ways, you're going about your own business and your own things, you still should know Hashem. So that means recognize and see and serve Hashem in whatever you do. As the Rebbe brings down at the beginning of the first chapter from the Zayin Prakim, the beginning of the eighth chapter of the seven chapters of the Rambam, and the Rebbe ends with a blessing for the holiday. So the Rebbe is responding to the blessings that the people wished him for his birthday, And the Rebbe says, especially during these days, a time of freedom, should experience freedom and joy so that you don't have any worry, so you can continue to serve Hashem throughout the year. And the Rebbe says, because of the sanctity of the holiday, the Rebbe does not sign on it, and he is signing in the Rebbe's name. Which, by the way, this is actually letter number 5381.